AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The funeral for Tyree Nichols in Memphis blended a celebration of his life and anger over his brutal beating.
Nichols' mother, Rovon Wells, says her faith has given her some comfort.
I really truly believe my son was sitting here on an assignment from God.
She says his assignment is done. He's home. Vice President Kamala Harris called on Congress to pass the George Floyd Justice in Policing Act.
Was not it in the interest of keeping the public safe that Tyree Nichols would be with us here today?
Talking about the officers who beat Nichols, Reverend Al Sharpton says you don't fight crime by becoming criminals yourself.
You don't fight games by becoming five armed men against an unarmed man. Yeah. That ain't the police, that's punks.
Sharpton says the officers would have acted differently if there was accountability. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Federal Reserve is raising its key interest rate by a quarter point. Chair Jerome Powell says there's progress on inflation, but
it is our judgment that we're not yet at a sufficiently restrictive policy stance, which is why we say that we expect ongoing hikes.
Rita Foley with the latest on available jobs.
Job openings rose to 11 million in December, a sign the labor market remains hot. Economists had expected job openings to drop slightly.
The FBI has searched President Biden's Delaware Beach home for more classified records. Biden's attorney says none found, though agents did take some handwritten notes for review. A winter storm system has been lashing much of the South with bands of sleet and snow for a third day. Another 2,300 flights canceled, hundreds of thousands without power, at least six traffic deaths in Texas.
I'm retiring. For good.
Tom Brady finishing a 23-year NFL career with more wins, yards passing, and touchdowns than any other quarterback and seven Super Bowl wins. This is AP News. 2024 presidential rumblings. Jennifer King has the latest.
Sources say former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley will announce her 2024 presidential campaign at an event in Charleston, South Carolina on February 15th. She would be the first Republican to throw her hat in the ring against Donald Trump. Haley supported other candidates during Donald Trump's first campaign. She prompted speculation when she stepped down from her post as the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations in 2018. In Des Moines in 2020, Haley talked about her ambitions.
I've never lost a race. I'm not going to start now. I'll put 1,000% in and I'll finish it.
In 2021, she said she would not run if President Trump ran, but she has since shifted course and told Fox News recently a lot has changed. In South Carolina on Saturday, Trump told WIS-TV that Haley had called him several days earlier to seek his opinion, and although he reminded her of her promise not to run, he says he told her if your heart wants to do it, you have to go do it. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.